Good evening, Andrew Danishin, and thank you for joining us. You must be bitterly disappointed after that home defeat to Leiston.
Yeah, I'm gutted, like the players are as well, and so smug we're all gutted that we've lost. It's a game that I felt that if we maybe capitalise on the chances that we had early doors before they scored, then we'd sort of get some momentum in the game and sort of like go on. But we didn't. We didn't do that, and then we sort of got a sucker punch, which made the game really difficult and gave them something to hang on to. But yeah, really, really good, especially obviously seeing today that, you know, some teams around us have lost as well. So today we had the opportunity to go back top. So it was like as you are, if you like, with the teams what was above us before kickoff, but missing that opportunity to go back top in terms of would have been nice to go back top. So we've missed that really.
Would you have liked your team to have played with a bit more tempo in the first half and really kind of get in behind Leiston a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, like from a tactical point of view, when a team sits in and they don't come out, sometimes you have to be patient with the ball and probe and move the ball from, you know, side to side rather than giving it away. So you've got to bring the team out or find pockets to play into when there's 10 men behind the ball. It's not just, oh, you know, maybe the ball in terms of passing speed at times could be quicker, but in terms of making the passes and keeping the ball moving, sometimes you've got to draw the team out. It's not always as easy, if you like, to just play forward, especially when there's 10 men behind the ball. It can be difficult sometimes. So yeah, maybe we could have moved the ball in terms of pass tempo, in terms of when we're fizzing it in. But in terms of less touches, I don't think the lads took many touches on the ball. They was moving it, and sometimes you've got to give credit to the opposition and say, well, sometimes it's not easy to break down. You see it a lot at the top level where a team sits in and it's tight, and like I said, you have to be patient sometimes.
Well, it is what it is, Andrew, and that is two defeats, unfortunately, on the bounce now. How do you pick yourselves up and how do you pick the players up now ahead of Tuesday evening's Birmingham Senior Cup tie and, of course, the league going away to Peterborough Sports next Saturday?
The first thing is that I don't think we're playing bad. I can see maybe one or two things I've got to tweak or work on, should I say. So I don't think we're playing bad. I still think it's in our own hands. No one's going to give us a league title. I still think there's a very good group of players in there. We've got some people who will be involved Tuesday and Saturday, who was possibly injured today or not involved for one reason or the other. So I'm not sort of like negative or feeling any pressure whatsoever, because I think the players are a good group of players are there, and I think they've got that ability to bounce back. It's the first time we've lost twice in a row since me and Smudge have come in, I think we've got a good programme here, what's working. I think we've got a good setup, and it's about doing the right things, like continually, and just keep doing them and doing them and doing them. I think you get rewards. So I'm not really sort of like fearful or pressurised, if you like. It's about working hard and getting back on the training ground and keep doing the things what we're doing, what got us into the position we're at now.
The million-dollar question really is, how do you improve our goal-scoring ratio, chance-to-goal ratio, but also stop being quite so brittle at the other end and conceding what people see as daft goals?
Well, the thing is, all you can do is say, what are you like in respect to the league? So if we look at the league table, I think we've got the best defence in the league, so in terms of statistically. So, you know, you're going to have spells where, if you look, for example, Bromsgrove scored one goal last week, Leiston have scored two this week. It's not sort of like we've shipped in five or six. So we've still got our defence is decent. I mean, the lads hit the ball, the second goal, he's hit it really, really well, and he's took it well. But then if we would have took the other chances maybe at the other end, then they don't have that sort of momentum, or they don't have that fight in them, the opposition. In terms of scoring goals, I think that we're playing some good football still. Like we are dominating the ball and we're creating chances. What it is then is, in them moments, it's about the execution from a technical aspect. So that's something that you can work on. And just sometimes we've signed, obviously, as everyone knows, Liam Hearn. He's a goal getter. We've got, unfortunately, Chris Leigh had a knock today. He's a goal getter. We've got lads who've in there who've scored goals. and maybe if they get one, they'll be up and running again. So I don't think it's about changing completely what we do. It's about tweaking one or two things here. Maybe sometimes, you know, the competition for places is good as well. So I think it'll be about that competition for places will add maybe a bit of spice, if you like, into the environment.
Okay, well, with the way the results have gone in the league today, fortunately the league table isn't too different really. What it has done is tightened up the whole top five.
Yep.
And you know, an exciting game next Saturday in Prospect away to third place Peterborough.
Yeah, for us as a group, what you do is you find out who your characters are. So you know, it's about us, like I said, continuing what we're doing, but then finding out and stepping up to the plate as a management team. And the players, and we've got some big characters in there, some good characters, so I'm looking forward to the game, and sort of I look at it and say it's still in our own hands, and we're going to work with that mindset and go there positively and going into Saturday's or going into Tuesday's game and then going into Saturday's game. It's not sort of like a doom and gloom situation, and we're still in a good position. It's about just making sure we tweak the things, go back on the training ground, get them right and go for the next game.
Okay, and finally, if I can just ask what kind of team will be selected for Tuesday evening's game against Solihull Moors in the...
I don't want to give Solihull too much inkling, but it'll be a competitive team. You know, when it's a quarter final of the cup, so it'll be mostly first team lads involved. So maybe some lads who've not been getting as much game time, who need minutes within the first team, lads who are sort of biting now because we've lost them 2 games to say, hey, Gaffer, I want to start. So that'll be a great opportunity, and that hunger and desire what they show leading into the Peterborough Sports game.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.